It's Tim instead.
That was probably a wise decision.
Mrs. Booth made a wise decision.
Tim's been with the chamber now for what? How long?
A year and a half.
Really?
Yes. Year and a half. Does that surprise you?
Yeah.
Year and a half. Enjoying myself immensely there.
Time flies, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Especially at my age.
Yes, sir. So how's it going?
It's going fantastic. And thanks for having me out today.
No problem.
It's great to be with you. Beautiful, glorious, sunshiny day. So no place I'd rather be than out here.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm serious.
We're talking to some chamber members this week. We talked to Ted Kristoff yesterday regarding the Brick Award. Today, we're going to talk about the Athena
Award. Yes.
Love that award.
It is a very prestigious award.
Yes.
And it was great to have Ted out here yesterday to talk about the Brick Award. And to set this up on a little broader platform, what we're doing this year is in what we anticipate in lieu of our annual meeting where we give out our five chamber awards. We're going to come late in January with Community Awards Week. And we're highlighting that this week. Yesterday was the Brick Award, and as you intro'd, today's the Athena Award. And the Chamber's been giving out the Athena Award since 1986, and it is a very prestigious award. And for those that aren't familiar with it, it's a award that goes to an individual that creates and inspires women on their leadership journey. It's a award that acknowledges folks that have helped women get to their full leadership potential, and generally is a good steward and a good example for community service and professional and personal accomplishments. So that's what we're honoring today, or introducing today, rather. The nominations are open. So we're really excited about it and looking forward to the nominees when they come in.
So how do you nominate, Tim?
Well, like I say, nominations open today. And you can nominate a individual by simply going to our website. There's a space there on our homepage where you can click for nominate any of the awards that you're going to hear about this week, including the Athena Award there. And once they're nominated, we'll take it from there, notify them, and they got some more paperwork to do. And then the selection process will happen in January.
Now, the Brick Award, Ted said to call you, too.
Yes. Yeah. You can call me. You can email me. You can go to you can go online and do it there.
Uh-huh.
They're all going to wind up at my desk, and then I'll sort them out from there. It's a very easy process to nominate someone. And like I say, we'll take it from there once we identify those that have been nominated.
Who's the sponsor this year?
Well, that's a great question. This year, the Athena Award is sponsored by Dawn Foods. And I got to tell you, that is great to have Dawn Foods aboard. The CEO, the president of Dawn Foods, of course, is Carrie Jones Barber. So we've got a huge player in our community with Dawn Foods, and have someone like that at their leadership helm. And then beyond that, Sarah Richmond tends to their foundation out there. She's the Athena Award winner from last year. So we couldn't be more excited to have Dawn Foods on board. And what an appropriate sponsor for that award, to recognize those that kind of set an example for leadership for women.
Yeah, and there's been, I guess if you put the list out there, who's who. of winners of the Athena Award.
It is. There's some powerhouse in this list. And like I say, we've been acknowledging an Athena winner since 1986. And you're right. I mean, it is truly a who's who of female leadership in our town. Big names on this list: Dunnigan, Richmond, Monica Mosier, Bloodworth. I mean, it's an impressive list, and really an honor for who is chosen to join this list this year.
So, how do you pick a winner?
Well, we'll get the nominations, then we'll have each nominee complete an application, and then there's a selection committee that will review all the information on all the applicant or the nominees, rather, and then one is selected.
Okay, and we'll be going the rest of the week. We'll go over the rest of the awards here.
Yeah. So, like we said, yesterday was the Brick. Today is Athena, and then we've got Omo Natashi to come later this week. We've got the
I'm
Reach
glad
Higher.
You said that.
Yeah, it took me all of that year and a half to figure out how to say Omo Natashi. Hopefully, I've got it down. Reach Higher is coming up, and then the Small Business Person of the Year. So we've got three great awards to feature the balance of the week here with you.
So no meeting this year. What are you going to do?
Well, I think a meeting is highly unlikely. That, of course, typically happens in late January.
Right.
So that's more than likely off the books. So we have introduced, again, the Community Awards Week, which mm-hmm. is going to be the 31st through the 4th of February. Because certainly we can take care of the business of an annual meeting, the installation of the new board of directors. We can do all that. We can do that at any time, any place. We'll take care of that. Mm-hmm. But something that we certainly didn't want to diminish and let go by without is acknowledging these five award winners. So that was important to us. And looking forward to the Community Awards Week. Last part of January.
Okay.
So, you know, the meeting will probably not happen, but we're still going to acknowledge these businesses, these organizations, and these individuals that are certainly worthy of special attention.
Okay, you have a new chief executive officer, Craig Hatch.
We do.
What has he brought to the chamber party?
Well, it's great to have Craig. I believe it or not, it's a small world. I worked for Mr. Hatch out at the Speedway, and then lo and behold, our paths cross, and it's great to have Craig. Craig is a very energetic individual. He creates a great atmosphere in the office as far as a workplace goes, but he recognizes and understands the mission of the chamber and is dedicated to that mission, and cares about the members and recognizes the importance of taking care of the members in our overall success. So it's been great to work for Craig. And I think he brings good things to the chamber and our community.
So your mission, Tim, hasn't changed, but the way you get things done is a lot different right now.
No. You're right. Our mission hasn't changed. We connect people. We connect members, protect members, and grow their people. That hasn't changed, and I don't imagine that is going to change. Certainly, as is probably the case in many businesses, you've got to be flexible. You've got to make adjustments, just like we did with Jaxtober and Jaxpo, just like we're doing with the annual meetings. We've got to understand what our limitations and what we can do, and we continue to go out and meet those three core principles of what we do for our members. And yeah, the delivery of those has changed a bit, but the commitment certainly hasn't.
You just wrapped up the Jaxtober program. How did that work out for you?
It was fantastic. And I think that's a great example of a number of things that is really special about the Chamber and the team. When we kind of looked in the crystal ball, so to speak, and thinking, man, it's going to be tough to have a trade show with that quantity of people. But again, there's a role for that, those connections, that relationships, and message to support local businesses. We gathered as a group and as a committee. We've got a JAXPO committee, and collaboratively between the staff at the chamber and the committee, we came up with this JAXTober idea.
Good
and
idea.
It went over very, very well. There was a lot of excitement about the daily information and the photographs and the postings and everything, and to be able to start November awarding the $1,000 in gift cards. It was a great adjustment that the chamber made to fulfill its mission and help the businesses and continue to create excitement.
So any other big changes you see coming up as we roll into the, I guess, the holidays and then next year?
Well, my crystal ball is a little cloudy now. But, you know, we're going forward.
Day to day?
It is. We've got a couple things that are in line for the next couple months that we're going to introduce some face-to-face safely and within COVID protocols. But we're going to have some events. We're going forward with our Leadership Jackson program, which you'll hear more about. We've adjusted that timeline. That is one of the premier leadership academies around, and we're going forward with that. So you've got to be aware of what you can do and really maximize that and continue to, like you say, the mission hasn't changed, but how we deliver it is going to have to be adjusted. So with Leadership Jackson and with the Community Awards Week and coming off the momentum of JAXTober, there's a lot to be excited about. Hopefully, we can get back on track and have more regular occurring face-to-face visits.
He was almost named John.
Almost.
Tim Booth.
All right.
From the chamber.
Thanks, Josie. Thank you.
Good job.